one of the behaviors that when we come together is that we don't go to sleep. So I'm going to be looking around and just be trust the Lord that we will stay awake and we will just follow the theme closely. I would like to just add quickly, and again, one is hoping that there will be much participation from the young brothers, that sometimes we fall into this trap as young ones, because we'd say, well, tell me something that is practical, that will help me, you know, in my daily living. And I really, truly believe that's a good desire, that one desire to have practical things in their lives. But the teaching and the doctrine is so essential in the Christian life, because I need to understand what God has in mind. As far as first you have to be taught, so that the next thing you can make then these things that you learned practical in your life. So one of the things that we have to learn, and the scripture teaches us about the house of God, is that holiness becometh thy house. It's a very important teaching and doctrine for all of us, old and young alike, to learn and to take hold that God is holy and God is love. So because God is love and God is light and God is love and God is holy, everything that He's going to bring forth have to have these characteristics. So one of the characteristics of the house of God is that holiness becometh thy house. We need to take hold of that truth, that when we come together in these gatherings of ours, there need to be a maintenance in the house of God for the holiness of God. So that's a teaching. That's a doctrine. And it's very important to take hold of the doctrine. And as we take hold of the doctrine, then you can rest assured that when we go through the epistle of Timothy, like any other epistle, the Apostle Paul always sets the doctrine before us. And when he sets the doctrine before us, then he brings before us the practical living of the believer. Because we need to know what to put into practice. And that's where teaching comes in. So please participate. We're looking for participation. We're looking for help from the young brothers. And may the Lord give us grace throughout the day. It's not my phone. Don't look at me.
So in verse 3, which is one of the verses that we read, the apostle having Timothy in Ephesus. And in Ephesus, he have revealed or have told the whole counsel of God to the believers in there. When you read the epistle to the Ephesians, you find most wonderful truth concerning the assembly of God, the house of God, the habitation of God, the God's dwelling place. So again, the doctrine is there. But you would think that having all of these doctrines, and maybe may I make a recommendation for you? Most of you have the summer off. Would I ask you to read Ephesians and get a little book from the Believer's Bookshelf by an author called Hamilton Smith on the book of Ephesians and read it? And may I recommend that this summer you would also read 1st and 2nd Timothy and get these two little booklets. I think every one of them about maybe 30 pages. By the same author. Get them. They are probably, all of these three books probably are not less than $5. Less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Get them and read it this summer. Because it's very important to know the doctrine that is in Ephesus, in Ephesians, and the practical side of it that's in 1st and 2nd Timothy. Because he said in verse 3 that you're in Ephesus. But there is a danger there. And the danger in, because there are some who are coming and teaching other doctrine, the danger will appear in verse 4, and the remedy of it is in verse 5. In verse 4, people are going to start talking about genealogy, family history. He said it's fake, it's nonsense. Don't waste your time. It doesn't matter who your family is. It doesn't really matter. I'm just telling you that flat. It doesn't really matter. Because when you become a Christian, there is a family called the family of God. God is the Father, and His rules regulate everything. And the Lord Jesus is some over His house. So it doesn't matter what your family is. It doesn't really matter. So if you're going to hang on this, He's telling them it's nonsense, it's fable. Because people get into contentions about that person. Okay? He said it's fable. Don't waste your time on that. And teach them not to teach that stuff. It brings contention. So don't worry about it. You're going to follow the rules of the house of God. And how does that work out in verse 5? Because the end of the commandment is what? What is the end of the commandment? What is the purpose of the teaching? It's not contention or fables or nonsense. The end of the commandment, the goal of the commandment, the purpose of the commandments that we're giving, the purpose of the teaching is love out of pure heart. No hypocrisy. No double standards. None of that. It's out of your heart. And that is love to God. How do we know that we love the brethren? By just being nice to them? No. Scripture tells us in 1 John, we love the brethren and we lay down our life for them. How? By keeping the commandment of the Lord. That's how you do it. By keeping God's commandment, this is how you show that you love the brethren. Keeping the commandment of the Lord. Not overlooking the commandment of the Lord to be nice to somebody. It doesn't work this way. That is love out of pure heart. But what else? It's a conscience too. A good conscience. And that's very, very important. The matter of a good conscience. The Apostle Paul said, I train myself, I exercise myself to have a good conscience before God and man. And that's a good thing for young and old alike to have a good conscience. That is the purpose of the doctrine. Love out of pure heart, good conscience, and then faith. You see, you don't look at it by sight. It's not what I touch, what I feel, how the circumstances. It's taking hold of the Son who's over His house. Faith. And that is really Christianity. It is a system of faith, not of sight. So that is the end of the doctrine. That is the purpose of the doctrine. Pure heart, good conscience, unfailing faith. Thank you.